Good evening. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a red hymnal and a booklet that says Joyous Light on it. If you perhaps missed either of those when you came in, they can be found on the tables by the two entrances. And I'm going to invite our village musician, Elizabeth D'Amico, to introduce our service.
Good evening. The liturgy you have in front of you is called Joyous Light, which hopefully is an apt celebration of Pentecost as we continue through that season. The only direction I have that you will need to notice is on page 4, when we get to the psalm, you'll notice that there are groups 1, it's a real echoey, and groups 2. So you can divide yourself as you would like. Maybe if you live closer to Minnesota, you could be group 1, and if you live closer to Holden Village, you could be group 2. It's like a safe distinction. You will hear a theme tonight as we gather in worship in our scripture readings and in the hymns that we sing, that there is a celebration of the gifts that we are given. Tonight, there's, you might hear more specifically the gift of music or the arts being celebrated, but as we continue through Pentecost, I hope that you will take tonight as an opportunity to think of the way that God's creative spirit has empowered and gifted you. The same spirit that gives us the gift of relationship, the gift of being connected, the gifts and skills of doing things like hiking and working in the kitchen and being a parent or being a good listener. These are all ways in which the creative spirit continues to move through us. So not only are we tonight thinking of music or the arts as a way of glorifying God, but all of the ways that the spirit is present with us. So with that in our minds and our hearts, we will gather for prayer and worship.
Jesus Christ, light of life, shine in your people here.
Jesus Christ, light of life, shine in your people here.
Stay with us now, put fear to flight as evening.
Story, blessed Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise and thank you, O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom you have enlightened us by revealing the light that never fades. Night is falling, and day's allotted span draws to a close. The daylight you created for our pleasure has fully satisfied us, and yet, of your free gift, now the evening lights do not fail us. We praise you and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom be glory, honor, and power to you in the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever. Amen.
From the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is worthy of all praise. Let our prayer rise before you as incense. And with the lifting up of our hands, may we offer our whole lives to you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. A reading from Genesis. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep. While a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. A reading from Galatians. For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not use your freedom as an opportunity for self-indulgence, but through love become slaves to one another. For the whole law is summed up in a single commandment. you shall love your neighbor as yourself. If, however, you bite and devour one another, take care that you are not consumed by one another. Live by the Spirit, I say, and do not gratify the desires of the flesh. For what the flesh desires is opposed to the Spirit, and what the Spirit desires is opposed to the flesh. For these are opposed to each other to prevent you from doing what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not subject to the law. By contrast, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such things. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires. If we live by the Spirit, let us also be guided by the Spirit. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God.
Instead of our gospel canticle, we will sing hymn 687 in your hymnals.
For our salvation, we pray to you. justice and wisdom and oppression, we pray to you, O God of the world, mercy, and listen to our prayer.
For rain, sun, and harvest, food to fill the hungry, we pray to you, O God
of despair, wrath, and danger, we pray to you, O God of love, have mercy, and listen to our prayer.
For all those who suffer in grief, pain, and sorrow, we pray to you, O
God of love.
Friends and neighbors, we pray to you, O God
of love, have mercy, and listen to our prayer.
Rejoicing in communion with saints gone before us, we pray to you, O
God of love.
God of love, we thank you that you have kept us under your protecting care in the day that is past. Bring your healing to the wounds of this day, those we have inflicted, those we have felt, those that trouble our world. Cover us this night with the wings of your grace, and raise us to a new day with Christ, our light and our peace.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence in the words our Savior gave us.
Our Father, in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours.
Our closing hymn this evening will be hymn 851. The choir will help to lead us, so we have some verse designations. Verse 1, all will sing. Verse 2, women. Verse 3, men. Verse 4, choir. Verse 5, all. All, women, men, choir, all. Please stand as we sing together hymn 851.